Let's now go to old business. Old business. Whatever old business is, this is the time for it. Yes, I'm corrected by Madam Secretary, who correctly refers to it as unfinished business. Yeah. Okay, hearing none, let's now go to, and there will be time for announcements, let's now go to new business. Do we have any new business to come before the body? New business. Hearing none, time for announcements. Do we have announcements? Gabe has already said, Gabe has one, and then, okay, Christy, I believe. Gabe first.
All right, I have two things. One is this CD player box is pretty big. I don't know how I'm going to get it on the plane. So I was going to say, if there's anybody local that wants it, speak up. And was that Donna that I heard first? Okay, yeah, we can raffle it again. And then I'll donate back to the raffle. And then... the second announcement I had is if there's anybody in the room that is not currently scheduled on the shuttle that would like to share a taxi or see if we can convince Uber to come out here or something, catch up with me after the adjournment and maybe we can go to the airport together.
All right. And if we don't find a winner, you can carry his CD player for him. Okay, Christy is next. I thought it was Christy.
Yeah. I have an announcement that the Active Blind Inland Valleys chapter is going to be holding a fundraiser, Pampered Chef online fundraiser, beginning September 1. I know it's early, but September 1 through September 17th, we will be having a Pampered Chef party at my home on the 17th. So I want you guys to write it down because I want you guys to order from us because we need help. The second thing is, did we ever say when the convention? I know it's going to be Woodland Hills, but when?
Yeah. Yes, the next convention, it's in April. Gene, do you remember the date? It's at the Woodland Hills Hilton, same as we had last year. First weekend? I think Gene, you are right. I think it's the first weekend in April. We'll try to get that out to be as a certainty. But yes, we will see you. Next April. All right, next is Donna, and then Artis, I believe, has an announcement after that.
I just wanted to share, a number of you know that Abby was taken to the hospital last night, and some of you may not know. I just wanted to give an update that he is getting good care, and his daughter and niece and family are directly in contact with the hospital. So even though he can't come home with us, he definitely has his family in contact. And I'll update you as I know more, but he's getting good care. And he was actually very happy to be with all of us, here at convention. And I'll let you know how things are going, but he's getting great care. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers, and we'll let you know as we find out more. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Artis, you want to make your announcement? No? Okay. All right. Any more announcements? Okay, Frank?
For those of you who might be able to get to Northern California in the next couple of months, I have a couple of announcements you may be interested in. First of all, if you're working in the blindness field, the Lighthouse is going to be having their Providers Weekend at Enchanted Hills Camp, the weekend of May, I believe it is May 20th through 22nd, where people can have a chance to socialize and network with other people in the blindest field at Enchanted Hills. It's always a very fun event. Second, and this is something that's worth flying up to the Bay Area for, even if that's all you go for, on June 10th, that's Friday, June 10th, the Lighthouse is going to have their grand opening for their new building. It's going to be at 1155 Market Street, right next to a BART station. It's going to be, we're going to be doubling our space. We're going to be occupying the 9th through the 11th floors of a building that and those floors have just been renovated. It's all specially designed for the Lighthouse. It's just mind-blowing what it's going to be like. So it's definitely worth seeing. It's going to start with a parade at City Hall, from City Hall to the Lighthouse, and then there are going to be tours. It's going to be lots of fun. I hope the whole planet is there. So I hope you'll come up and join us.
Okay, this is Artis. I remembered what I was going to mention. We had a very successful focus group meeting for a student affiliate yesterday morning, and we now have a new president for the student affiliate, who is Robin Patchy, and our new vice president is Jordan Miranda, and then I'm secretary, and Paul Patchy Jr. is the treasurer, and board member Gabe Griffin. So I want to commend all those who came to that meeting. We were able to gather 10 members, which is a requirement to have an affiliate, and we're hoping that you'll pass on the news to all of your chapters and affiliates and encourage any students to join the student affiliate. And our first board meeting will be May 1 with a membership meeting that will start at 7:30 on May 1. So anyone interested in becoming a member of the Blind Student Affiliate, please come to that meeting. We'll be putting out an announcement with the number and so forth on the different email lists. Thank you.
Okay, any other announcements? Yes?
Again, you're going to give me two mics. I haven't been able to connect with Lee Morden regarding the Braille Writer, and I have it, but I'm wondering what to do here.
Oh, did she? Uh-oh. We're going to have to try and get that to her. Can you take it, Charlene? Thank you. That was very much appreciated. Yeah, we appreciate that immensely. Okay, Peter has an announcement.
Just a reminder to please leave your badges, because we can reuse them. Just leave them on the table.
On the table. Also, I'm going to have our folks take this tape recorder that we have not had claimed and turn it into Lost and Found in the hotel in case anybody wants to call about it. That's about all we can do. And yes, leave your badges on the table. We do reuse them. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we're going to, I'll say something first, and then we'll have our last door prize. I can't thank everybody enough for, bringing this convention off in the way we have. So many people stepped up. I've mentioned you all before, Brooks and Ronnie and Mary Lou and Peter and Gene and so many, again, folks have really done a tremendous job, with Ed's absence, and Ed certainly wishes he was here. Just in case he's listening out there, let's have one more huge round of applause for Ed Branch. Okay, and I just want to take a moment of personal privilege to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed working for all of you and being a part of our advocacy efforts. I'm certainly going to do my best to help our incoming president, as I hope all of you will as well, because the president and the new officers need all of us to stand behind them and to make our organization even better in the future. So thank you again, and let's have a final door prize, and then it's aloha. Yes. Oh, that's right. We're going to... Go ahead. Okay. So, we're going to do the CD player first. We have two door prizes. We're going to do the CD player first. Well, Gabe's CD player, he ought to, draw it. It is now, anyway.
All right, who wants it?
Yay! All right. Excellent. Okay, we now have our last door prize is $25 from CCC. LV and $26.25 for Mitch and Donna. Yeah.
I do.
I was gonna say, somebody play blackjack last night?
So we're going to dig deep and see who we can come up with. Tammy Stevens, not here, I don't think, anymore. The Yosemite Gateway people. All right, I'm going to take my last presidential act of this convention, and here we go. Yeah, yeah. Brooke, it says I ought to issue a pardon. Oh, Lord. George Rivas. I don't think George is not here. All right. Whoops. This time I got this one. I got about three in case. Whoa! $50 and, well, $51. Did he leave? Oh, okay. There you go. Do we have a motion to adjourn? There's motion to second. All those in favor say aye. All opposed? Abstentions? We are officially adjourned. Thank you.